Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's good? It's your boy, Kanye Dwitty, here on the WTFW podcast. This is episode number 4, and I'm still stoked that we're even here. Hey, 3 episodes in the books, number 4 means, hey, somebody's listening, you know what I'm saying? And you might notice today I won't have my co-host, Mr. Nameen Lyon, because, COVID kept us from a lot of things, including seeing your family and whatnot. So, hey, he took the weekend off. He's going to visit family. All blessings and love to my boy, Nameen Lyon. But, hey, I got a friend of mine to step in just to give kind of a different perspective. It's going to be fun. He's been out of wrestling for a while. I just sat him down all day, kind of gave him the last week in review, really. But we're going to get to that. But first things first, you know, shout out to the WWE podcast. Make sure you're subscribing, liking, hitting all those buttons. Sign up for the Patreon because then it gets you in the Discord server chat because we talk a lot of smack in there and you may end up on the trash list that way. If you want to follow us and also get us your trash to talk about here on the show, go to Twitter at WTFW Trash. Okay, that's all you gotta remember, WTFW Trash, because that's what we talk about here. And I'm not gonna just ramble on forever, but I am going to make sure I introduce you to we're gonna call him Joe. Yeah, it's his name, but it also, that's a persona, that's the gimmick here on the podcast show. We like to get fully involved. So, you know, hey, I'm gonna let him introduce himself and give a little background. You know, hey, Joe, like, give a little background on your wrestling knowledge, you know, just a little something for the people.
More of what you call a casual fan. I like watching wrestling more for the psychology of it, watching character growth, trying to anticipate what direction they're going, what we might expect, and I loved being sold. I love getting into a character, thinking I know where it's going, and then having the carpet pulled out from underneath me, and the whole okey-doke. I thought it was going one direction, and it went the complete other. That's how I get involved into the show.
A little emotionally invested. That's what we like to call it around here. Hey, you've actually been out since before WrestleMania, correct?
Correct.
All right. So, like, a lot of this is new now. You know, and that's the beauty of – that's why I thought this would be neat because, hey, wrestling always goes. It never stops. So you people can jump out. You can jump in months, weeks, years, whatever. And no matter what, hey, I mean, you may not be completely caught up, but, I mean, what do you think – I mean, just quick knee-jerk reaction. You know, you've got to see a little AW, a little NXT, a little WWE. What does the product look like to you right now? Just, I mean, what's your opinion real quick?
I like the direction that AEW is going. Fast-paced matches, a lot less mic work, except for the old guys, which to me kind of seems like they're pandering. Chris Jericho, CM Punk, Sting, they do a lot less wrestling and a lot more talking. I mean,
It saves their bodies.
It does.
I mean, look at Randy Orton. I mean, he's with Riddle now, so all he has to do is come in and throw out RKOs and he saves his body. You know what I'm saying? So there's a little give and take there. I'm just saying, that's kind of fire.
I agree.
Anyways, go ahead.
So back to it. I know enough about wrestling that I know the characters, but I'm not your weekly viewer.
That's fair. I mean, there's a lot of wrestling out there now. I mean, it's like 5 days a week. You see myself. I got NXT on Tuesdays. You got SmackDown on Fridays. You got Raw on Mondays. You got AEW on Wednesday. You got AEW on Fridays. It's a lot. It is a lot. But I think that's what I think I like a lot nowadays is you can just casually watch any of it, and you're going to see something cool. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see something cool.
Or something terrible.
Or, as we like to call, trash. All right. So, yeah, you know, we're not going to bore you too much. We got that out of the way. We got the promos and everything we got to get out of the way. Let's get to the Nick Grid. I got some fire. I mean, we like to get our fire out first, Joe. So I'm going to go with some of my list. And, you know, hey, if you got anything to pitch in or you something catches your eye, let me know. But I know you saw this match, Fire FTR, you know, the tag team facing each other to enter the Owen Hart tournament. I thought that was, you got to see the whole match with me. I thought that was amazing. I mean, as an old head, I mean, that gives you your technical wrestling. It gives you psychology to a match. Like, I mean, what do you think? You think it was good?
I think it was a good match, especially considering that a lot of people don't know who Dax and Cash are, but Hair and Baldy, maybe.
Oh, man. CM Punk called him. We're going to put that on the fire list with FTR. The fact that CM Punk was like, I don't, you just call him Bald and Hair. Another couple of fires. I'm going to go quickly through a few of them. A Grace from the Discord server chat. She wants to, now that the Veer Mahan watch is over, she wants to have an Alexa Bliss watch. And I agreed at first. But Alexa showed up a little bit. She's had a promo. So I'm putting it out now. The Bayley watch. I need Bayley back. Bayley watch. Grace, you are on the fire list for the idea. Absolutely love it. Hey, Xavier Woods has been doing a roll-up to win his matches lately. And normally, that would be on the trash list. However, I know Matt, the boss, he doesn't like the fact he's winning by roll-up. But Pat McAfee named the move the Backwoods. So now, when Xavier does a roll up, it's called the Backwoods. That's fire. That's fire to me. Even if it's just because Pat McAfee named it, he also named Sheamus's crew the Eastie Boys. All right, hey, to me, that's fire. That's fire, right? Natalya down in NXT, absolute fire. A match between her and Lash Legend against Jade and Nikita Lyons. That's going to be off the hook. And Lash Legend actually is on the fire list and the trash list. She's on the fire by proxy because of Natalya. But I'll get to the trash later. Sami Zayn. Oh my goodness, you're finally using him, WWE. Finally using him. The man on the mic, the whole interaction with Roman, absolute fire. The Viking Raiders going home to NXT, that's fire. Hey, the casual wrestling fan, His favorite fire moment of the week was the 20th anniversary of Randy Orton debuting. I know you thought that's fire too, right?
The whole 4-on-4 match was great. The fact that the RKO came out four different times.
Four
in the match,
different times.
It was a pretty seamless match. I mean, Seth Rollins starting it off with a great move. You got to help me what it's called.
Which one are you talking? The Seth Rollins? Are you talking the inverted suplex?
That's it. Yeah. Off the top rope.
I mean, no matter every spot in that match. I mean, you have those eight men. You're going to have an amazing match, no matter what. You know, and obviously the crowd goes home happy because Randy Orton just literally RKO'd all four members, all four. Yeah, so that's definitely on the fire list. MJF doing anything? The reason why I don't bring up anything, showed you anything MJF related, is because, Joe, I'm going to tell you this. MJF is fire, period. He's still killing it. You know how I feel about MJF. He killing it no matter what. So, I mean, we could talk about the things he's doing all day long. So, I'm just going to simplify it. MJF, fire. Can we agree?
You I'll haven't even you seen it. I'll give you that.
Edge, also, anything he's doing. Fire. Somebody said, DJ Kuzmo said this in the Discord server chat when Mustafa Ali said The Miz is all biceps and no balls. That's fire. That's fire. I mean, you're getting Mustafa Ali cutting promos. Finally, they're using him. I'm glad he's back. That's fire as well. Veer Mahan, we all know this already. He's the official mascot of the WTFW podcast. So Veer Mahan, fire. Mustafa, like I said, coming back is fire. And I have like two more. Hook on AEW spoke. He spoke to Danhausen, and we're finally going to get the match, Danhausen versus Hook. I'm just stoked that Hook is finally – Nameen Lion would be happy because he's finally getting to a real promo or a real match, a real program. I'm with that. And then finally on my fire list, we were all there watching. Me and Nameen Lion were watching when Phoenix brutally dislocated his elbow in a match. He returned to AEW, and I gotta say, welcome back, Phoenix. That's one of my biggest fire moments of the week. You got any fires there, Joe? You know, anything that I missed? Anything you're thinking of that you've seen?
You know, call me a hater, but I've got more trash than I got fire.
You got a lot of trash?
I got some trash.
Okay, so, well then, tell you what, do you have any Lunchables? Was there anything, yes, that was a straight Lunchable break?
The whole, there will be no physicality.
No physicality in meetings. I'm with you. Fine. We can agree on that. From now on, if you have superstars, wrestlers, whatever they are, and they're talking and you have a no physicality allowed, yeah, that's Lunchable break. I'm out.
However, they got me because I thought a sure way to have physicality was to someone making the point that there will be absolutely no physicality. So I'll tell you, I came into that expecting some physicality.
It didn't happen. It was a great promo by Kingston, though. I got to say.
Kingston fire in that. He had absolutely all the passion. And Jericho sold it. His eyes had a hint of fear.
It tells you why Jericho is one of the greatest of all time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
He's one of the GOATs. You know what I'm saying? So me for Lunchable break, 100%. It had to be anything 24/7 related and anything that has to do with Los Lotharios. If it's the kiss cam, if it's them flirting with a girl backstage, if it's them on a wedding segment, I don't care. Los Lotharios, complete lunch break. And yeah, so you say you got a lot of trash, huh?
I've got some trash.
I got a few trash. It's that time. That, like, I love the fact that this show doesn't have a time limit or a time idea. Like, some shows are short, some are long. But it really all depends on the trash.
The trash.
I feel like that's what everybody really listens to it for. And we're not trying to just tear apart the product, but hey, you know, everyone has all good things to say and analytics and all that. I like to be a little picky from time to time. And little does a lot of people know, Joe was actually one of the people that really kind of motivated me to get going with this podcast. He's enjoyed everything we've done in the background, just watching as we record and whatnot. So, hey, I'm glad to have you on the trash list. All right. So
thank you.
This is good. This is good. Super fan. So here's what we're going to do. I'm just going to start going through some trash and I'll have you spit some in, but let's see if we agree on some of them, whether you've seen them or not. You know, snap judgment. That's it. Trash. All
trash
right?
It up.
So, hey, DJ Kuzmo saying that Lash Legend was trash in the Discord. Sir, hey, guess what? I agree with that. And you got to see Lash Legend today. She reminds me of Nia Jax. One word. Trash. Roderick Strong saying he doesn't want to watch another group crumble. That is a shot at the Undisputed Era. And I'm like, Roderick, you could have went too, brother. You could have went too. So sorry, brother. Trash. Ronda cannot hold a mic.
Never.
She cannot cut a promo.
I agree on that one. That's one on my list. Her mic work horrendous. Needs more than work.
Horrendous. So can we agree?
Oh, we agree.
Trash. Absolute trash. Drew Gulak, man up, bro. Man up. How are you getting whooped by... I'm not saying it's bad he's getting whooped by a girl, but he didn't even fight back a little bit. You saw that? Like what?
However, I think that's essential to help put over the stars there that need it. What is he going to gain? There's nothing to gain.
Yeah, but it's Charlotte and Ronda. They don't need nothing. Who's going to put them over? It's trash.
Okay, I'll give it
to you. It's trash. Shanky, stanky, one-legged wanky, trash. How's he get a title shot? Trash. Let's see, what else? The women's tag titles, still trash. Still trash.
Still trash.
Yeah, you got them on some girls that are superstars, but nobody to fight for them. There's no other tag teams. I just brought you back in, and I tried showing you another tag. There ain't none. It's Sasha and Naomi. So, hey, women's tag titles, trash. Jinder Mahal. Oh, hey, I had a fire I forgot to put in there. Jinder Mahal selling the Claymore from McIntyre. Yeah, let me just slide that in there. That was dope fire, all right? Let's see. What else I got? Marina Shafir's entrance music in AEW. If you haven't heard it, don't listen to it unless you want to go to sleep. Absolutely, by far, the worst entrance music I've ever heard of any superstar wrestler. Absolute trash. Hey, my friend just texted me while recording the show. She ran out of gas. Trash. Sonya Deville and Bianca Belair, that whole match, I'm just going to say it was trash, all right? You know, restarting it over and over again, absolute trash. Zelina and Carmella just getting slapped around, former tag team champions, and getting jobbed out, absolute trash. Arm wrestling in wrestling, I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to see Bobby Lashley and Omos arm wrestle. I want to see them wrestle. Can you feel me?
That's 100% trash.
Trash. Von Wagner, hey, you're still trash, bro. Still trash. Hey, and that's pretty much what I got for trash because, I mean, overall, it wasn't a bad week. I'll be honest. There's a lot of fires. There was a lot of cool things. Mustafa Ali coming back after being what we thought he was going to just quit WWE. Good to see him back, and awesome shout out to DJ Kuzmo for pronouncing his name correctly. Mustafa Ali, that is how you pronounce it. You got any quick fires, any quick little things?
You know, I think you missed the trashest moment of the week, and I'm going to have to take shots at your girl. I understand that man...
Oh, hey, hold up. You know that I'm a fanboy, right?
Oh, I know you're a fanboy. Okay, and that's why I'm going to soapbox on this one.
Oh, no.
Okay, the man might be gone, but big time Bex came out wearing pleather, looking like a product of Conan O'Brien and Lady Gaga. Shoulder pads. Long white boots that did... unflattering things to her, made her look like a beanpole.
Don't do it.
It was not good. I could get with the haircut, maybe, but not only did she look unflattering in the whole getup, but she also looked just a little dreary. Like she
wasn't... that's the point. She just lost at WrestleMania. She hasn't lost the title. This is her first time walking into Raw in 3 years without that title.
What she lost was her sense of style.
Oh man, so you. But I love the boots.
Trash.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. Okay. I see where this is going. I see. Okay. You know what? I'm not going to give it to you, but I'm going to I'm going to acknowledge your trash.
Good, because somebody's missing all the pleather off their couch to make that ungodly outfit.
She could have borrowed something from Seth Rollins. You know what I'm saying? Seth always got the fly gear. You know what I'm saying? All right. Yeah, all right. So, yes, he got to completely trash my girl Becky Lynch. I thought her outfit was fire. But, hey, that's what this show's about. There's going to be disagreements. And we're going to take one more little breather. And we got one more segment left. I got the boss that sent us a 3-minute trash list. So we're going to listen to that and we're going to break it down before we get out of here. So, pay attention. Stay with us. The boss is coming on. Yeah. WTFW podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would stand on some kind of right now and get ready for a presentation.
You asked for it, you got it. Here comes my trash list. And first on that list is Asuka. Now, that may shock you, and I think that you're probably saying to yourself, what do you mean? Asuka's back, that's awesome. Yeah, it is awesome for the women's division. But here's the problem I have with it. Asuka's complete lack of evolution in terms of communicating with her audience. She has one phrase. And one phrase only that all of us understand, and that is, you're not ready for Asuka, right? That's it. That's all she's got. She came back as the same exact character, and yes, she's great in the ring, and she's very charismatic, almost to a cartoonish type of way, but I just think that her lack of being able to just evolve in the English language is really hurting her success and where she could end up being ultimately, because most of the audience that watches her is English speaking. And when she just comes on and does cartoonish dances and makes facial gestures, it gets a little bit stale. And the fact that she only knows one phrase is, to me, trash. The second, Ronda Rousey. Now, I'm not a big fan of her. Everybody knows this. I'm not a fan of Ronda Rousey, at least in the WWE. I think that WWE no longer needs her. I think she needs WWE. I think that her going into this I Quit match with Charlotte, to me, is a setup for Charlotte to lose. There is no way they're going to have Ronda Rousey say I quit with her coming in as an MMA star and coming into WWE for short term, presumably. They're not going to have her say I quit. Charlotte can bounce back. I don't think they can have Ronda bounce back from that. Plus, you have Ronda on promos, who is, let's just say, underwhelming at best. Xavier Woods is next on my trash list, and it's not even the fact that the New Day gimmick is beyond its shelf life, or that Kofi Kingston is the bane of my existence. But the fact that the only victories that Xavier has gotten since his return are roll-up victories, to me, that is trash. You can't have a guy that you're trying to build continue to just get these quote-unquote fluke roll-up victories. And if you're trying to also introduce a new talent like Butch, you can't have him continue to lose. So to me, that's double trash. And my last item on the trash list is Sonya Deville's booking. What I mean by that is she's great on the mic. I think that that's no problem. In the ring, she's good, although her match with Bianca Belair this week was not great. I think that they could do better, and they will. But the way that WWE upper management has dealt with Sonya has been negligent at best. The way that Sonya has abused her power over the last year or more, and upper management hasn't done anything about it. I mean, you could just take the instance on Monday night. You could just look at that by itself. Slapping both Carmella and Zelina and then hiding behind saying that I'm a WWE official. Whatever happened to self-defense? That's common sense. And you should not be able to attack anybody unless you're physically provoked if they're in a managerial position or a non-wrestling position. So to me, this is negligence on upper management and really a weak way to book that particular position of the WWE official, which, by the way, we never got an explanation how the hell Sonya got put in that position, by the way, either. So to me, this is an open and shut case where WWE should completely remove her from that title, and it should have happened, like, you know, 12 months ago, but they've continued to let it build and build, and that's complete negligence on upper management. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to have at the next pay-per-view, or rather the premium live event, you're going to have WWE officials and the board telling her she has to put up her title of WWE official. And if she loses that match, she loses that title and goes back to just being a wrestler. That's what I think is going to happen. And that is, to me, for the last time, trash. So, guys, dissect that. Have fun. Enjoy the show. And thanks for what you do.
Okay, so you just heard the boss's trash list. And I was really kind of hoping for something to argue with. But I'm going to be honest, like, I agree with almost everything. Can we agree on Asuka and her re-debut? And that's trash.
It is. And, you know, it comes down simply to the fact that her talent in the ring is not matched by, like, her stardom. She's good enough to be a superstar, but he's absolutely right. Her lack of learning the English language is holding her back.
Yeah, and
that's trash.
Trash. And Ronda Rousey, we don't have to discuss that. We already talked about it. Trash. And skip over to Sonya Deville. I agree with that too. The whole management booking and all that, 100%. Trash.
Absolutely.
However, you heard it on the fire list. The backwoods, I like it. I like it. The roll up, I know I hate roll ups to end matches, but if you're going to make it a move and name it,
I can get with it.
You can get with it?
I can get with it.
You get with it. So, hey, so that's 3 out of 4. We agree there, Matt. 3 out of 4 are definitely trash. And that is going to do it for our show for this week. Thank you, Joe, for hanging out with me on this one.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
And next week, I already hollered it out. I shouted out to DJ Kuzmo. We're going to try and get him to feature his trash list. And again, thank you, DJ Kuzmo, for the awesome promo on the mailbag. This is episode number 4. I'm going to edit it down, get it put together, and then I'll come up with a name for it. And hey, just like I say every week, hopefully we'll be back next week. Follow us at WTFW Trash. My name's Kanye Twitty. This is Joe, and we out.